Welcome back, everybody, to Yom Tov Rebbe, Daf Samach Amud Beis 60b, and we are on the top of Daf Samach Amud Beis. We ended with a discussion talking about the prohibition against wearing a certain type of sharp sandal, something like a cleat, because we saw different stories where people got very seriously hurt when there was a fear that the enemies were coming and they started running around and they started stabbing each other accidentally with these types of sandals, so they made it usher, and we said it's usher on Shabbos and Yontif, but any other day, it would be okay. But now the Gemara talks about more of this prohibition of wearing these types of sandals. The only time that it's usher to wear these sandals is where the nails are there to strengthen the sandal, meaning it's there to attach the strap to the sole of the shoe. But if it's just there for decorative purposes, then it's going to be okay. So how many nails are put in to the sandal just to make it beautiful? Rabbi Yochanan says, Chamech Shbazeh L'Chamech Shbazeh, that there are five nails in this sandal and five more in the second sandal. That's the amount that would be considered lanoi. Anything more than that is going to be dangerous, is going to be a problem. Rabbi Chanina Amar, Sheva Bazeh V'Sheva Bazeh. There are going to be seven in each of the sandals. The Gemara now goes on to explain more about how these nails are placed when they're either lanoi for beautification or if they are there to l'chazek, to make it stronger, to hold down the sole of the shoe with the strap. So Amar Le Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shammah Baraba, Aspera L'cha, I will explain to you where the nails are placed according to each of these views. Lididi, according to my view, that five nails are permitted. Shtayim Mikan u'Shtayim Mikan, there are two on each side of the sandal. The Achas Besar Siyosav, and one is there to fasten the strap. Rabbi Chanina, according to Rabbi Chanina, says that it's seven. Shalosh Mikan v'Achas Besar Siyosav, there are three on each side, and then one is used to fasten the strap. Now the Gemara asks a question on the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan based on a Brisa. Again, Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said that it's five nails would be considered beautification. Anything more than that is going to be a problem. So Meisvei comes a Brisa and challenges the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Sando Hanote, if someone has an uneven sandal with an uneven sole that leans to one side, it's there to elevate. So Oselo Sheva, you're allowed to make seven nails for it to Rabbi Nassan. Rabbi Nassan says seven. Rabbi Matzir B'Shlosh Esrei, and Rabbi says you're even allowed to have 13 nails in it. Bishlam or Rabbi Chanina. So this makes sense according to Rabbi Chanina, who damark Rabbi Nassan, because he holds like Rabbi Nassan, the seven nails is considered enough lanoi. Anything more than that's going to be a problem. Elo Rabbi Yochanan, damark Kaman. Who does Rabbi Yochanan hold? Like the two options here are 7 and 13. Nowhere does it say anything about five. So where does Rabbi Yochanan get his shita from? Answers the Gemara, who damark Rabbi Nehorai. Rabbi Yochanan really holds like Rabbi Nehorai. What's this referring to? The Tani, because it's Tarna Brisa. Rabbi Nehorai says, Chamish Mutter, that if you have five nails on a sandal, it is permitted, V'sheva Aser, but once you have seven, that is going to be a problem. Amrale Eifel, Rabbi Barachana, so Eifel said to Rabbi Barachana, Otun Talmide, Rabbi Yochanan, Avidu, Rabbi Yochanan, Anan, Navid, Rabbi Chanina. So you and your friends who are Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan, you guys should follow Rabbi Yochanan and allow five nails in each sandal, and that's it. But we are not Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan, so we're going to follow Rabbi Chanina and hold that seven nails in each sandal is going to be okay, and anything more than that might be an issue. Comes the Gemara and brings a related halacha. So Rav Huna asks Rav Ashi, Chamesh Mahu, if the nails on each of the shoes are five, meaning there are five of these nails, is it allowed to be worn on Shabbos or not? Amrali Rav Ashi said back to Mafilu Sheva Mutter, even seven is going to be much. So Rav Huna then asked, Teshamai, what's the halacha about nine nails in each of them? Amrali Afilu Shmona Aser, even eight is going to be a problem. So he seemed to hold very clearly the answer is seven, meaning it's seven, and anything more than seven would be a problem. The Gemara now brings a related question. So a certain shoemaker asked of Rav Ami, let's say the shoe is sewn from within. It's inside the sandal, so what's the halacha? Is it allowed to be worn or not? It's not sticking out from the outside, this nail. It's more on the inside. So I'm going to lay Rav Ami said back, of course it's mutter. But v'loyadana my time, but I don't really know why it's mutter. I just know that it's mutter. So Rav Ashi said to Rav Ami, v'loyadana mar my time. You don't really know why it's mutter. Given the tvarim b'mifnim haveli mina, because once it's sewn from within, now it's considered a shoe. It's no longer a sandal. It's just a shoe. And of course, wearing a shoe is going to be allowed. V'sano gazur rabbi rabbanan b'mina lo gazur rabbi rabbanan. The only time the rabbanan made a decree is against a sandal that should not be worn, but a shoe is always allowed to be worn. Now the Gemara brings another related question. B'aminei Rabbi Abba Bar Zavdamei Rabbi Abba Bar Avina. Aso kmin klavos mahu. So let's say you had the nail shaped like a staple. It's like where it closes in on one side. It's two surrounding sides and then it goes into one common side. And that's how the nail is really functioning. So is this allowed to be worn on Shabbos? So Amar Le Rabbi Abba Bar Avina said back, mutter, it's mutter. It marnami Amar Rav Yosi Bar Rabbi Chanina. Aso kmin klavos mutter. So if you wear a shoe that has these nails shaped like these tongs, like a staple, then it's going to be permitted. Amar Rav Sheshet said, Chipo kulo b'masmeros. If he covered the entire sole of the shoe with nails, kedei shelo tehei karka ochalto, so that the ground doesn't consume it, mutter, so that way it's not going to get stuck in the ground, that is also going to be mutter. Now the Gemara brings a support for this price of Rav Sheshet. Tani kavasid Rav Sheshet, we have a price that's like Rav Sheshet. Lo yetzei ish b'sanda ha-mesumar. A person is not allowed to go on Shabbos wearing a nailed sandal. Lo yetayel mi bayis labayis, and he can't walk from one house to another wearing such a sandal. Afil mi mita lamita. Even if he's wearing it to walk from one bed to another within the same house, that's not allowed. Of but we may carry it to cover a utensil with it, or to support the legs of a bed with it. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon says that this is not even allowed. If the majority of the sandal's nails have fallen out, and there are only four or five left in it, mutter, then it's mutter to walk around. These Rabbi Matir ad Sheven. Rabbi Matir, he says that you're allowed to wear these sandals as long as there are seven nails in a chipo or milmata. If he covered the underside of the shoe with leather, v'kavalom masmaros milmala, and he made nails to the upper section of the shoe, mutter, then it's also going to be mutter. So, come in klavos, if he shaped it like this staple thing we mentioned before, oh, come in tas, or if it was shaped like a bar, oh, come in yaseid, or like some other type of pole, osha chipo kub masmaros, or if he covered the entire sole with nails, kideisha go te karko chalto, mutter, then it's going to be allowed. This final ruling of the brisa, that's exactly what Rav Sheshet said, so we see that Rav Sheshet is correct. So now the Gemara asks, though, on this brisa, hagu fakasha, this brisa is a stira within itself. Amar nashurov masrosav, you said in this brisa that if you have this type of nailed sandal, it could be worn if the majority of the nails have fallen out. Afal gavnin shtayru beituva, this implies that the sandal is allowed to be worn even if many nails are remaining, as long as it's less than half of the remaining nails, meaning if you're saying that most of them have to have fallen out, that the rove have to have fallen out, as long as there's less than half of what you had started with, then it's going to be okay. V'hadr tani arba o chamesh in tfelo. But then it says either four or five is going to be okay. So you can't just say that as long as most of them have fallen out, then it's going to be okay, because that could be much more than four or five. But then it says that it's four or five are going to be okay, and anything more than that's going to be a problem. So how do we answer this question? Amar Shishis lokash kanshin nigmamu kanshin nekru. The Gemara answers that the case where we said that as long as half of them are gone, meaning even if it's more than four or five is going to be okay, that's where the nails have worn down to the point where they're the same level as the sole of the shoe. But when we're saying that four or five are permitted, that's when we're talking about taking out the nails. So if you're going to be taking out the nails, then only four or five would be permitted. Anything more than that would be a problem. Now the Gemara goes back to this price that we said, arba o chamesh mutter, that it said if most of the nails have fallen out, four or five remain, then it's going to be okay. Hashta chamesh shari arba mibaya. So ask the Gemara a pretty basic question. Once we said that five is okay, then why do we need to say four? Just say five, and then we know that four is obviously going to be okay. So Amar Rav Chista, arba misandal katan v'chamesh misandal gadol. Rav Chista says, no, the reason why he said this is because the price is saying four nails are allowed to remain from a small sandal, and five from a larger sandal. Now the Gemara goes on to bring the next ruling of the Brisa. Rabbi Matir at Sheva, and Rabbi said that even seven nails is going to be okay. Of Tani Rabbi Matir at Shalosh, but we saw earlier a Brisa that said that Rabbi says even 13 nails is going to be okay. So answer the Gemara, no, it's different. No teshaini. No, before we were talking about a sandal that was uneven, that was leaning to one side, so there more nails would be allowed. Here, not as many. So says the Gemara, once we're making this distinction, Hashta da'asis lahachi, Rabbi Yochanan nami lokasha. Because no teshaini, before we had a whole question on Rabbi Yochanan that these, in that brisa, where it was 13 or 7, that was a case where it was uneven, where it was like kind of on an incline. So over there, we had 13 or 7. We asked, how can Rabbi Yochanan possibly say 5 nails if no one says that? So over there, we get to say that it's a different case where it's elevated. That's why it's either 13 or 7. But of course, in a normal case, Rabbi Yochanan Shita of 5 is actually possible. Now comes the Gemara and goes back to this brisa we quoted earlier, where the brisa said that this type of sandal with the nails in it is allowed to be moved on Shabbos to cover a utensil or support the legs of a bed. So the Gemara discusses this idea. So Amar Rav Masna, V'Amri La Amar Rav Ach Devoi Bar Masna, Amar Rav Masna. In halacha k'Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. Halacha is not like Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. Rather, we follow the Tana Kama, who allows the sandals to be moved for these purposes. Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon said that it is not good. Now ask the Gemara, Pshita, this is obvious. Yachad Ram halacha k'Rabbim. Of course we're going to follow the Rabim as opposed to the Yachid. So of course we're going to follow the other shitas over the shita of Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. So what would we have thought? So answer the Gemara, Mahu detema, we would have thought mistaber time at Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon b'ha. We might have thought that over here Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon has excellent logic over here, because if we're going to allow you to move it for other purposes and to do other things with this type of sandal, then you're certainly going to come to wear kamash mulan, that even in this situation we're not going to hold of Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. Now the Gemara continues this discussion. I'm Rabbi Chia. Ilav dekarulei bavlai shari isure. If not for the fact that people would call me the person from Bavel who just permits everything, sharinam beituv, I would even allow more nails than the nails that we said. So Rabbi Chia is saying maybe we can even be more makil v'kama. So how many would he have allowed if it wouldn't have ruined his reputation? Pumadisa, Amrin, Esrin, v'arba. Pumadisa, they said that Rabbi Chia would have allowed 24 nails.
this Surah Amrin Esrin Vetartin. In Surah, they said he would have allowed up to 22 nails in each shoe. Amar of Nachman Bar Yislak, Visi Manach, and the mnemonic to remember this, Ad Asami Pumadisa Lusura, Chasar Tarte. And until he went from Pumadisa to Surah, he lost two, meaning he went from 24 to 22. But Rabbi Chiya was saying, if not for the fact that I'd be labeled as a tremendous Mekiel and the guy who's always allowing everything, then I would have allowed even more nails. This is Daf Samach and Beis dealing with the nail shoe one more time. Mirtz Hashem, we will continue to move on. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.